subscribe to Saving It Raw.
Yes, Mom.
Yesterday's price is not today's price.
Everybody wanna be a boss, but don't nobody ever wanna take a loss. But if you want to hustle, you can get it back. Print those down, put the paper sack.
Hey man, serving raw, goddammit.
Yes, Lord, you done tapped in the Serving the Raw podcast. I am your host, Gutter Kane, the Gutter Man, the Pyrex Iron Chef. And I have a special guest. this is Bloodline right up in here.
That's it, all day long.
Yeah, this is a songstress from the 90s that gave us some of those classic choruses. Thank that completed the songs, like Knocking the Boots from Candyman, Mary Jane from Scarface, and I would honestly say one of the best choruses in hip hop history with Bone Thugs, Thuggish, Ruggish. Bone, yeah. I want to welcome
Shatasha.
Yes, yeah. Indeed.
Yeah.
So,
you know, that just, you know, happened by chance, though. I mean, you know what I'm saying? I didn't even, you know what I'm saying? I wasn't expecting it to, you know, be as big as it was, to be honest. You know what I'm saying? I was just, you know, say, testing the waters.
They still and, play that song on the radio. To this,
yeah.
2023. Heard it this morning. I mean, yesterday morning.
Yeah. It was huge. It's huge. It's still huge.
We're going to dive in here and give you your flowers. And so we're going to start with where are you from, so that people know.
Born Shreveport, Louisiana. Raised, I would say, in California, because you know that's where I manifested my dreams, and you know that's where I basically grew up at, because I was very young when Mom moved us away from here, and so I was raised in California. I was raised in Cali.
Okay.
What they call it? Southern Fed Cali Bread or something like that.
Southern Fed Cali Bread.
Yeah, well, right there. Westside.
Now, while you was in California, how did you hook up with Candyman?
Okay, I hooked up with Candyman. First of all, you know Pops, you know LaSalle. He didn't play about church. You know your uncle. We was in there damn near 7 days a week. I'm just saying. But I thank Daddy for that, though, because I am the woman that I am today because of that. You know what I'm saying? Now, he introduced me to God and let me know, you know, my life is not my own and we're on borrowed time and all that good stuff. You know what I'm saying? And I met Candyman because I was deep into the church. I was singing and everything. And, according to the way that people responded to my voice and, you know, it kind of made me branch out a little bit more. So I started doing showcases and singing at school. A lot of my peers and stuff, they was like, girl, you got a voice, you know, you can sing. So here come Candyman, you know what I'm saying? Like in class every day, my vocal ensemble class, and he would come in there, start beating on the desk, and he'd be like, Shatasha, sing this and sing that. I was the hook, you know. He had me on the hook. He be rapping. I'm talking about interrupting my, like, serious. That was third period. Washington High School. I will never forget. That's how I met him. And he knew I could sing, and he'd be coming there and harass me about singing and getting, you know, and that's how I met him in high school.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. Now,
go ahead.
No, I was just going to tell you that shortly after that, immediately after high school, because I graduated in 88. So immediately after high school, Candyman landed a major deal. So he reached out to me and he was like, yo, I got a deal. I'm going to take you on tour. You're going to be able to sing. So he had me come up to, he had an event going on and he put me on the spot. So I did. I remember exactly the song I did. I did the, I did Regina Bell's I've seen your face before. Somewhere, somehow I know of that, I'm sure. I did This Is Love. Remember that song by Regina Bell?
Yeah.
Man, everybody was like flabbergasted. They was like, damn, she blew it. You know, so he was like, you got to go with me on tour. And after that, that was my first, that was my debut. And I went on my first major tour. We went around the world, man. And that's how I met Candyman, from school, then an event. And it was on.
Okay, now, fast forward. Okay, now after that, how did you hook up with Eazy-E and Bone?
Okay, so, you know, word already around, you know, like, you know, I'm already hooked up with you know, the Knockin' Boots man and everything. So, you know, they, you know, we was doing good at everything. So everybody was knowledgeable of that. And I hooked up with Eazy because I used to, my hairdresser was on Crenshaw or whatever. And there was like an Earl's Famous, it's still there, the hot dog stand. And, you know, me and Jamie was friends. That was his name. You know, the dude that worked at the hot dog stand. So I went over there while I was getting my hair done. And he was like, Tasha, he's like, you still singing? I was like, yeah. He was like, man, Eazy-E need a girl on his hook, you know? So I'm like, well, okay, well, give me the hookup. Give me the, you know, the 411. Let me know. So he gave me the 411 everything. I called Eric. He picked up the phone. And it's Sunday. I'm chilling. I'm at home. So, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, no, I'm
just letting you know. But yeah. So I called him and he was like, man, can you meet me at the black hole? Like such and such day. So I was like, okay, I'll meet you there. So when I got there, Bone was standing outside and everything, you know, smoking cigarettes. I was like, is it the black hole? You know, trying to make sure I'm at the right place. So, shit, I went in and I auditioned. They put on a track. I was like, oh yeah, I like that. I said, what's the name of the song? It was like, it's called Thuggish Ruggish Bone. I took it from there. And that was 2 weeks later. They didn't even get back to me talking about, we decided to go with you or none of that. I was like, 2 weeks later, somebody called me talking about, Tasha, I think you're on the radio. They said, Bone Thugs and Harmony features Tasha Williams. So I turned it in. I tuned in. Okay, I tuned in. And shit, I heard it on the radio.
Look, hey, I wanna tell you about this. Look, when you did that song, I was at Aunt Joyce's house and Aunt Jimmy was there. Okay, Aunt Jimmy.
She was mom?
Yeah, your mom was there. Aunt Jimmy was doing that. And it was Aunt Jimmy, Aunt Joyce, my dad was there, and we just came up from Jonesboro, and you know, we was visiting everybody and stuff, and it was crazy because this is how you know old people really didn't like get on the rap like right off the top. Look, they was like, and Jimmy was like, yeah, Anthony. She was like, your cousin, she out there in Cali just doing it up. And I'm like, oh, for real? She was like, yeah. She was like, she did this song with some rap group. I don't know, some rap group called Bone. And I'm like, Bone. She was like, yeah, she just did this song. She was like, Artie. She's like, oh, look, here go the CD right here. And she like gave dad the CD. Mm-hmm. And then he was like,
right,
yeah.
Right.
He was like, thuggish, ruggish. And then I was like, hold up. You telling me that Shatasha on that damn song? And it's like, they was like, you know, old, so they didn't know.
yeah, but mom had that product on it, though. She like, oh, yeah, I don't know too much about it, but nigga, my baby boy's on there.
Yeah, she had the CD, though. She had all your stuff, man. She even had a, I guess back in the days when y'all used to do those photo presses, like a head, like a headshot. Yeah, she had a headshot of you. Yeah, yep.
Momager. That was Momager.
Yes, I love Aunt Jimmy, man. She
my breast IP, mom. Got to give her flowers, man, because she did that. And my sisters, they be hating about. Right now to this day, to my you was mom favorite. You know you was her favorite. I'm like, stop hating.
So since you told us how the Thuggish Ruggish Bone was created, what was the studio session like? Like, was it kind of like you just went in there and got out?
It was lit. The energy was high. We was high. I'm just saying, like, for real, you know, I had to, you know, they put me on the conference on, you know, here go, you know, take a little shot, and you know, everybody introduced themselves to me, you know, and everything. And shit, and I got on that mic because the track was dope. I ain't gonna lie, that track what really got me, you know what I'm saying, like involved into it. That track was like on point, so I'm like, oh yeah, I could vibe to this, you know. So, the studio, and then Eric, you know, everybody just sitting around waiting on me at first, you know, like, okay, let's see what she got, you know. So, shit, when I hit it's the thuggest, man, right? They was like, yeah, I'm talking like, man, everybody, what? They start sea walking up. I'm talking like, the energy, it was like, the vibe was, yeah, it was lit. So, you know, I was like, damn, but they, I didn't know. It was less like amateur because, you know, like I said, I did Mary Jane, you know, but you never know how the stuff going to turn out. It's about the people. You know what I'm saying? You go in there and blow, you know what I'm talking about? You can go blow to the top of your lungs, and if the people ain't feeling it, they ain't feeling it. But shit, I guess everybody was feeling that one because I felt it. Oh, you know yeah. what I'm saying? I just didn't know it was going to take off like that. But it did.
Look, I told Miss Toy this when I interviewed her. The two songs that I can literally say everything came together and it was the choruses that just solidified that song was the Thuggish Ruggish Bone that y'all did. And that you can do it that she did with Ice Cube and Mac 10. Like those two songs, it's like the chorus solidified Ooh. Those songs. Like they put the whole package together. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. But, I did that. And you know, it was so, I'm telling you, man, I'm telling you, it's because as soon as I'm going to tell you, put it to you like that. I'm going to tell you like that. When shit come easy to me, like when it come easy to me, like that, like I didn't even think twice about the. It's like I just opened my mouth, like literally, and that's, it just started flowing like that. I wasn't contemplating on nothing. I didn't concentrate on nothing. I didn't write nothing down. It was like it just came so freely. So that's you know, that's confirmation too. Like, okay, now I know I'm learning. I just learned that too when I went in there and did that. When it comes to you, it's easier to do like that. That's something big. I didn't even hesitate. I just came with it. You know what I'm saying? It was meant, pretty much.
Okay, now...
That's all I can say.
What happened in... Well, my bad. What happened to you signing with Ruthless and your debut album? Because you had a single out, which was free.
Yeah, I had a single out.
My magic potion for love, telling him I'm sincere, and that there's nothing to the
Bone Thugs and Harmony. You just saw them perform Thugger Struggers Bum. And they got it going on, and I just want to know what's going on with you guys in the future, where you guys are headed.
Well, right now, you know what I'm saying? We got a new album coming out called East 1999 Eternal. This thing will be released in March. You know what I'm saying? And we got our new album out right now, Triple Platinum.
Why don't you guys introduce yourselves?
What's up? I'm Benzy.
This is Lazy.
I'm Wish. You crazy, bro.
Bro, I know you guys know Easy. And you around here, you got something going on in the solo stuff, right?
Yep, recently I just signed with Ruthless Records. I have a new single out titled Free, it's a remake. My album is going to be dropped this spring, March. And the video's on the good vibe.
Well, good luck with you, good luck with you guys. Come back down the ground, 812, we love you here. One more time for Bone Thugs and Harmony. Right now we're going to Brandy's new one. This is called Baby, here on the ground.
Yeah. But nothing got finalized because, you know, Eric passed before we could finalize, you know, but I did, we brushed, crud, you know, judging the way, you know, Thuggy Shruggy Ball and everything went, it was like, okay, let's get a studio, drop you a single. You know what I'm saying? And we got to, we had a meeting and everything, but we never did get to finalize the paperwork and all that stuff because, you know, he had passed. So that was the only thing I got to record.
Okay. All right. So it basically... Yeah. If Easy would not have passed, then you would have been able to continue on in your career.
Yeah.
Got it. Now, how did you hook up with Scarface for the Mary Jane song?
Huh?
How did you hook up with Scarface for the Mary Jane song?
Let me see. Someone actually, I believe my phone number or something was passed on to him.
Okay.
Because he called me and was like, asking me, you know, asking, but at the same time, at the same token, I was, you know, I was up in Beverly Hills, California, just, you know, just showcasing, doing open mics and everything like that, which is how I ended up recording We Belong Together, you know, the song that Mariah Carey does, you know, Mariah Carey slash Tatasha, because my vocals are still on there as well. I originated the song. They called me. That's how. No, I'm serious. So I was showcasing and everything. So, you know, a couple of guys walked up to me after I was up there, you know, jamming, doing some of my own original music. Mm-hmm. And after the show, Stephen Nicholas and Brandon Silly, those were the guys that approached me after my showcase and had me come in and I demoed. I got a copy of that demo, the original. In there somewhere of We Belong Together. So I went and I met them and I did that. But Scarface was actually before that. You know, like I said, a lot of people, you know, those showcases, they pay off and they're really good, especially when you're exploring your own material. That's a big plus because they did ask me, they were like, you wrote some of that stuff. I was like, yeah, I wrote all everything you hear up here on the stage. That's me. That's my own stuff. And so, you know, Scarface called me and he was like, oh, Shatasha, you know, yo, can you meet me at such and such and such? I was like, okay, cool, you know, I'm on my way. And I went in there and I heard that was another one. I heard that track and I was like, I like that. You know what I'm saying? And I got on it. Mm-hmm, that's how that happened. He just called me home.
That's what's up. Yeah. Well, let me ask you this question. Now, this one is one I got to ask. I ask all my guests. What is Shatasha's top five favorite singers or rappers? Like your top five favorite, like ones that... They don't have to be the greatest of all times. It's just the ones that you go to that the five day, like those five I listen to.
My top five.
Yeah, it can be singles or rappers, or you can do five singers and five rappers.
Okay. I'm a big Lil Wayne fan. I'm just being honest. Let me see. Whitney Houston. Yes, that's definitely one of my favorites, for real. I love her. R.I.P. Let me see. Another one. I'm a Beyonce fan.
Okay.
I am. I'm a big Beyonce fan. I mean, I like Jay-Z too. Jay-Z has some great music. Okay. He does. So Maybelle as a couple of that. That's just like wild match made in heaven. Let me see. Who else? I like Toni Braxton.
Toni Braxton. That's fine.
Toni Braxton fine. She fine too. She got some good music.
Righty, alrighty. Now, I do have to bring this one up too. Now, an underrated gem that you sung on that I don't even think people like paid attention to was you was on the Art of War. You was on Wishbone solo song, Get Your Thug On.
Yeah.
Okay, and look, and they did a concert up here. And I had a meet and greet with him afterwards. And I told Wish about that. I said, hey, man. I said, my cousin is Shatasha. He was like, man, for real? I'm like, yeah, you know. I showed him the picture that you took with Lazy. You know, when Lazy was, like, young and shit. And then Lazy was drunk as hell. So he was like, let me see that picture again. And he, like, looked. He was like, damn. He was like, I was young. And then I asked, I said, hey, did she do the thug on? He was like, hell yeah. He was like, man. She killed that damn chorus. And I'm just like, is there a reason why you think that song is not as, you know, not really as big, maybe?
Not good. It's just probably just not promoted enough. You know what I'm saying? You know, I barely see him, you know, post anything about it. I don't either myself. Oh. But it's a good song, though.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I love recording it. Yeah, I had fun recording with him. But you know, another one though, that one I did with Big Mike, Ulladreen, can't have no fake ass niggas on your team, Yeah, that big baby, that's cold. Now, you want to talk about underrated? Shit.
I did not know you was on that song.
Yes, man, I love that song. That song is so dope, man. Big Mike, you heard it? Man, I'm gonna let you hear. I'm talking about bonus song.
Oh no,
nah, for real though, that's a cold song, man. And people just, you know, they, you know, they just not. You know, it's just not promoted enough. You know, they be trying to throw all that real good music and stuff under the bus. Like, you know what I'm saying? For what reason? I don't know. Because a lot of this new shit, I'm like, what is watered down? I'm about to drown. You know what I'm saying? It's just a watered down. I'm about to drown.
I was just talking to you about that. I think they lack, that it's lacking a lot of substance, but it's yep. The issue that I have is that everybody just sounds the same.
Right. See, you know what? Regardless of the way of the world and everything that is going now, people still want to hear a message in music. You know what I'm saying? If you ain't got nothing to say, then, you know, and all of this, anybody could put drop it like it's hot. Yeah, I'm just saying, together, you know, make that into a song. Just drop it like it's hot. That, you know. How long? How is it gonna last? Is it a classic? Does it have some substance? If there is a message, nah, they're gonna play it in the club for a little while. Then it's gonna be, but you know, music with a meaning, man. It's just no messages in music. It's just like they just throwing stuff together real quick. You know, that's it.
I mean, is there any advice that you can give to female artist that's coming in the game? Like, is there any mistakes that you feel like you made that you could be like, hey, you know?
Yeah. And as selfish as it may sound, I could have made features. Wait, that could have been on a, I could, meanwhile, I could have been working on Shatasha album, yeah, that's one of the mistakes I made. I probably wouldn't change anything if I can go back in time. But at the end of the day, I think that's where I dedicated a lot of my time, attention, and focus to, like, you know, features. You know, it wasn't my attention, you know, but it just happened like that. You know what I'm saying? So it is what it is.
Gotcha. Is there any new stuff that we can expect from you that you're, like, working on or anything like that?
Well, at the moment, I'm expecting grandchild number 12. So I'm just really family oriented right now. Like, you know, but maybe in another year or so, who's to know? You know, I mean, I can't even predict it. But I'm still, you know, writing and on top of, you know, a lot of stuff that's going on in the music industry. And I'm hearing this and I'm hearing that. But mine is like, you know, when I'm writing, I make sure to include a message. Like, I got the songs on YouTube. Oh, and one of my favorites is, love is something that you cannot buy. What I got for you, honey, is better than mine. You got to go check it out. It's on YouTube.
Oh, yeah. No, I know some of the newest songs you did put on YouTube.
Yeah, you know, and that was basement, pretty much. You know, the quality was, I didn't go to a big studio or nothing like that. I was just, you know, hey, I'm going to record this and put it on YouTube. You know what I'm saying? I'm, you know, little something, little snippet, you know, but it get real when I get in that big studio, though. When I get all the mixing boards and instruments, you know what I'm saying? Right.
You also had a book that came out.
Oh, yeah.
Is that something that you're behind or
that you know, it's like a rebate. I got some more stuff in store. I'm gonna work on it some more. That was just like a little, you know, sample of, you know, some stuff, pretty much somebody else's perspective of my life in the music industry and all of that stuff. But it didn't, my thing about it was, it was a cool little book, but I just needed a little bit more input on it. You know, I'm talking about like some of the stuff I actually experienced, and you know, they don't have a lot of real life in it, so that was my thing about it. But it was all right, I'm gonna work on another one.
Did you have any input in it? Like, were you involved in it?
There was probably some, you know, my name, but you know what I'm saying? And what was the title? Harmony to the Bone. I like that. I agree to that part.
but nothing else.
Not really. But they try, you know. Hey, try a piece of failure, and you know, I got to see what it feel like to have a book, you know.
Okay. I started to do it, but then when I felt like you wasn't behind it, I was like, oh, okay, maybe I shouldn't mess with it then.
Yeah, I mean, it was a cool little book. Some people actually liked it. Yeah, they probably bought it too. I don't know. I really don't be keeping up with all that stuff either. You know what I'm saying? The financial aspect of it, because, you know, God always has and always will supply everything that I need. It may be some stuff that I want, but who's to say that's necessarily for me? But at the end of the day, you know, people know they owe and all that. I don't have the energy nor time to, you know, with all of that. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. That's crazy. But money, you know, like, everything take money. You know, and the bill's not going to stop coming. So.
That is true. Now, one thing I noticed that you're big on mental health. Is that something that you really, like, push out to people that they should, you know?
That's a good question, fam. Because actually, I am documented mental health patient myself, you know what I'm saying? And this is basically deals with just, you know, depression, life, and you know what I'm saying? But people deal with stuff, you know, different ways. It's like I, with mine, I've seen it go up, I've seen it go down, I've seen it go up, I've seen the meds change and everything. But at the end of the day, the only thing that really keeps me going and focused is my faith. You know what I'm saying? Because every day it's like, when you're dealing with mental health and stuff, like, it's like a struggle. People don't understand that. You pushing yourself, you know what I'm saying, through the day. They don't understand. Sometimes, some days, I'm telling you, it feel like, okay, well, I'm just existing. I'm not living. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, that's the scary thing. You know what I'm saying? And those ups and downs. And I've been dealing with this stuff since I was like 19 years old.
I just wanted to, like I said, I wanted to touch on that part because I know that that's something that a lot of people, you know, are dealing with.
Yeah.
And
yeah. It's a fight, man. Oh, for real. It's a fight. That's why I try to stay away from all everything toxic, negative, draining. Just my peace, I'm gonna choose it first. For real, I promise you that. Yeah, that's off top. Right.
Yeah.
I'm gonna choose that.
Well, people definitely needed to hear that. That's what's up. Well, hey, I just wanted to say I want to be the one from, you know, from and this is not even cousin to cousin. This is from Gutter Kane and Shatasha, but you can take it from cousin to cousin. But I want to give you your flowers, and I want to say thank you for your hip hop contributions.
Yes, you're welcome, fam. Thank you for having me on your podcast.
Oh, definitely. Like I said, man, I appreciate the time.
Yes.
Thank you. You're welcome. Always a pleasure.
We got to do the skin. We need to do the skin. It was a pleasure.
And like I said, just, you know, well, we always in touch with each other. You know what I'm saying? We kinfolk.
Yeah. So. For sure.
Love
you too.
Have a blessed day.
You too.
All right.
All right. I'm going to jump on Instagram after a while.
Okay. I'll talk to you later.
All right.
Bye.
Just make sure the coke fire. Told the jeweler cut some links and bring the gold higher. He wanna shoot it, he hot-headed, he ghost rider. Send him through your shit like Robin Givens with the old iron. Swangin', fork in the glass pot clankin'. Holdin' the boat, they ship sinkin'. I make one brick, two without blinkin'. They was sleepin', now I got them rethinkin'.